Now, in our story, there's a star. AJ. Our star. You're going to follow me, okay? And also in the story are magi, wise men. Okay, so I need Katie and Jonah and Keely. Yes, thank you. And because, thank you, yes, you're supposed to follow me, yes. And also Claire, because the wise men had a camel. Now, but it wasn't just the magi and the camel. It was also a whole entourage. So I need every other child here to come forward. Come on, every other child here. Entourage. Because, you know, they didn't just come with just three magi and a camel. So pick one of the camels, or the camel, or the wise men, or the magi to go with, okay? Find each, go around them. Okay, now, you're going to follow me. You're going to follow me. Older kids, help some of the younger ones too, okay? Thanks. Okay, follow me. Let's go. The entourage. Now, this story is a story that we know because it's a story that we hear every year at Christmas time. And we tell this story of in a stable. We tell this story as wise men. We tell this story as, you're staying close, good. We tell this story and it's pretty and it's pictures and we love it. But think about it. When you hear the story in the scripture, it's not just the same story. It's a story that we picture in our minds. It's a story of wonder, and it's a child's story. It's a story that we want so much to hear and so much to share and so much to be part of our lives. And in the story that we think, the wise men, the magi, we're cutting through, the wise men, the magi, they come to the stable, we think. At least that's how we picture it in our minds, and that's how we set it up. And so the star goes over. The star goes over, and then the wise men, the magi, go into the stable. Okay? You're good. Okay. And the camel goes with it. And the entourage, they all bow down, and worship Jesus. Okay. So that's the story that we know, right? That's the story as we tell it. Okay. All right. Thank you all. You can go back to your seats now. You can, yes. Thank you so much for helping me. But so you know the story, right? Wrong. The story. Oh, I need my notes now. Because we know that story. That's how we picture it. Luke and Matthew together. But really, think about it. That's the child part of the story. But really, this story is an adult story. It's an adult story of fear and opposition of Jesus' birth from the very start. Think about Herod. It's Herod seeks anything to get his own ends. Jesus is a rival king. The world is changing so drastically. Nothing can remain the same. An adult-only story. A story where magi, a And who knows, never says three. We think three because they name three gifts, but there's really not any place that says three. That's the story that we put into it. The Magi come and they worship baby Jesus. But he's not a baby. It took many, many, many years for them to get to Jesus. The adult-only story says in our minds about the fear and the opposition. What does King Herod do? But when the wise men don't follow and go back to King Herod, when the Magi go a different road, he kills. He kills all the boys under the age of two. An adult-only story. Because you see, with Herod, it's distrust and fear. Fear. It's a lot to risk this faith that we have. Because the entire gospel is about risking. It's about standing up for what is just and right. It's about honoring and transforming the world. In King Herod's day, and in our day, this light causes us to risk deeply. It causes us to stand up for injustice. It causes us to say that racism is wrong. It causes us to say that homophobia is wrong. It causes us to say that consumerism is wrong. You see, the light of Christ is risky. It causes us to be the people and challenge the world and transform the world into God's people. It means to honor Jesus, to honor the least among us. So that our response is in wonder and gratitude and joy. We don't want to be Herod. We don't want the distrust and the fear. We want to honor Jesus. We want to be challenged and transform the world into the place that Jesus calls us to be. An adult only story. We can't go back the way it's always been. We can't follow the same road that we've always been on. We have to go on a new road. We have to go home by another way. We have five core values. They're in your bulletin. Have you looked at them recently? Love, leadership, fun, joy, faith, welcoming community. Everything that we are called to be about this day, everything that we are called to live by at Grace United Church of Christ comes from those words. We need to live by them. That's the risk that we have to take this year. That's the challenge of who we are as a people of God. Honoring Jesus. Honoring Jesus. How do you do that? How do we go home by another road? How do we stand up and follow the star in our lives? Can you hear the adult-only part of the story? We need to go home by another way. A risky way, but a way that calls us to be the light in all we do. The challenge of the light of Christ, the risk of the light of Christ, is to go home by another way. Let's follow our core values and grow together and share the love of Christ as we go home together by another way. Amen.